Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, we got David calling from San Francisco. Hey, David. How you doing?
Oh, how are you, doctor? You know, I've been hearing the headlines for the last day or so about whether or not America should be reopening and taking off their masks and whatnot. And some of the headlines are claiming that the blue states are eager to do this. And I'm looking at the stats for just out here in California. Los Angeles lost 400 people in a solid week, 400 dead in a solid week. Mm-hmm. I think their case count went up thousands. Even St. Louis County went up 4,000 cases in a week. Mm-hmm. And I don't see the justification for this. And I'm wondering whether you think that somebody maybe tricked the media into making this false claim that the reopening plans.
Well, Illinois, I guess Governor Pritzker is doing it in Nevada. Sisolak's doing it. I think what it is, I don't think it has to do with COVID. I think it has to do with the midterms. You know, a lot of doctors are like, wait a second. We still have COVID wave. We're still in pneumonia season. We're still in flu season. Why are they cutting back the masks now? If they were going to double down on this, well, the masks save lives, the masks stop COVID. It doesn't make sense that in peak flu, COVID, pneumonia season, they're stopping it. Well, it's because the election's coming up. And so there's just all this pressure. But Chicago is going to end, even the city of Chicago even. So there's a lot of quote-unquote blue areas that are reversing the mask mandate because a lot of people. So this, remember, this never had to do with public health. If it had to do with public health, then they would have listened to Fauci, his very first interview that said, look, guys, you know, we don't want you to have a false sense of security that this mask is going to protect you from something like this. It'll be a barrier, but, you know, these aren't the masks that protect you against COVID. That was about public health. Everything else was about politics.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and as a matter of fact, I think I may have actually heard Fauci on an interview about maybe over the weekend, and he was saying that we could possibly be doing this in April, but that's 2 months away. And this idea that the headlines are just screaming, everybody's dropping it, let's get back to normal, that's not true at all.
Yeah. Well, the governors are dropping it. I mean, what is happening is the governors, the news that everything's going back to normal, it's not going back to normal. Inflation, everything going on, we'll still have variants. The shot is, the vaccine is still of the older version. We need a newer version. But in terms of governors, yeah, we're being told throughout the United States, a lot of governors and public officials are easing up. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on the politics, although I think there's something phony about the way the press is carrying it. Because, if I remember right, it was Fauci last weekend saying that April we could look forward to something like that. But then all of a sudden the headlines started coming in within hours saying that it's time to drop it. And so I think the press got tricked in this, and you know, of course, Fauci has been getting so many death threats and whatnot. They don't even know how to stop a tidal wave of disinformation.
Yeah, well, it's a mess. And again, once the studies came out, like the John Hopkins study, saying lockdowns possibly hurt more than helped, and once study after study comes out, and remember, people called our mask concerns misinformation. Now it's found as it's science. So what was misinformation once is now science. And so with these studies coming out saying, look, your masks aren't protecting you, you know, you could get vaccinated but still get COVID. All those things that were branded misinformation are now coming true. So they got an election coming up, and they you know, if they were going to do the mask mandate, doesn't make sense of all days now, but it's because they can't double down anymore, and they have to realize that people with panties on their face and bandanas, it's not protecting them against COVID.
Well, I saw somebody with what chainmail is. Somebody actually went into a grocery store with chainmail across their face and tried to pretend that that was their mask. So there are hoaxers and dirty tricksters who have been trying that. You're right. With the odds, you know, a mask only deals with the odds. That if you can reduce it on your side of the face and the other person across is also reducing the odds, it's going to be a pretty tough thing for it to get completely across the room and into you. It's going to get stuck to the outside of your mask. It's going to slow down so that you're not going to inhale it so deeply. There are all sorts of different things that masks do.
Oh, it's a barrier, and a barrier always helps. And we appreciate, David, your thoughts. Yeah, a barrier always helps. But once a whole bunch of people got sick after wearing the mask and after being vaccinated, they're not as engaged anymore, and they're like, I wore the mask and I still got it, so maybe the masks don't work as well. And if the masks don't work as well, then why is it forced? David, thank you again for calling. We definitely appreciate your thoughts.
Stay safe. Thanks.
You too. Stay safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I've been asked, look, as a physician, are you shocked that the mask mandates are ending now? I'm not shocked, because I'm not any more shocked than I was that the mask mandates went into play. That is what shocked me, because, you know, if you were going to do a mandate, then do a correct mask. Mandating somebody put something halfway gives them a false sense of security. And well, I told you, when there were patients in the hospital in 2020, you would see some people say, well, he didn't wear a mask, that's why, you know, he got what he deserved. And the patient's like, I did wear a mask. I did everything I was told. Why are you accusing me of not wearing a mask? I wore a mask. And it's like, you know, who told people that the mask was going to prevent them from getting COVID entirely? That was misinformation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I learned something over the last couple weeks that I thought was kind of fascinating that I want to share with you guys. So you know how for years people have said if you watch TV, you get stupid. Watching TV could affect a lot of your mental capabilities. It can make you grumpy. It could make you lose your memory. And so that's why for years we told kids, don't be watching TV. You know, play outside, stimulate your brain, help your eyes, things like that. Yet after with the lockdown and with COVID, we went right back to TV. And a lot of you guys caught up on Game of Thrones. Should have seen it when it first came out, but good, you caught up on Game of Thrones. Squid Game came out. We all saw that. Cobra Kai came out. Caught up Cobra Kai. So we caught up on a bunch of shows. And one of my friends has gotten me onto these, like, thrillers, these mysteries. I've always liked them, but it's just because I love comedy and because, you know, my whole day is, you know, people in pain or people, you know, dealing with COVID or, you know, when you're in medicine, you don't want to have to think. So, you know, usually I'll go home and I'll see something like, you know, Dodgeball or Ted or Deadpool, okay? Because I love stupid funny. Or I love Friends. I'll watch Friends or something like that because I like funny. But I noticed something when I started to watch some of these thrillers. So, like, I've watched The Stranger was really, really good. And then I just finished watching The Bodyguard. It was the guy with Richard Madden is his name, the guy that played Robb Stark. Fantastic show, The Bodyguard. Fantastic, fantastic show. But the one thing I saw, and I almost wonder if TV is maybe doing this on purpose. Maybe we're all being manipulated in a person, and I hope I could say this eloquently. It's always hard to be eloquent my third hour of radio. You know, yeah, I'm eloquent hour one. You guys are mean, but I'm really not too eloquent hour three. Is there was a scene I saw yesterday, and I don't want to give it away if you haven't seen the show, it was a scene that was, I think, middle of the season, where we filled in the blank. Somebody did something, showed something to another character, and we just assumed it was what they said. Now, seeing is believing, right? Or Hines, right? Seeing is believing, but tasting is proof. Seeing is believing. But with TV, we don't always see the scenes. Like, we might see two people kiss. Do we actually see the sex? No. We fill in the blanks. We assume they had sex. We assume when there's a kid in the car, that kid probably went to eat, took a nap, went home, did their homework. We fill in the blanks. Now, in real life, we don't necessarily do that. If you're out in the jungle and there's like a lion that wants to eat you, you don't just take, you know, let's say you see the tail. You don't just take that as the good. You're like, okay, wait a second, where's he looking? What's going on? All right. And then you follow it till its end. Does he go away? You know, same thing if you're approached with, you know, by a bad person that wants to mug you or whatever. Or you think it's somebody that can mug you. Okay, you don't just sit there and go, okay, I'm just going to fill in the blanks. I'm going to tell my own story. He goes away. You make sure in real life, but not in TV. In TV, we just take what we're given. Now, lawyers are probably the most critical viewers of TV because they're like, okay, wait a second. Whoa, wait a second. We never really saw what was in, you know, that. Or we never officially, you know, he never actually said that. We're assuming that. And lawyers are probably pretty good at looking at a TV show. But the majority of us, we don't. And so when I watched, and I haven't watched a lot of thrillers in my life. I mean, I've watched like the famous ones, you know, on movies and things like that. But when you watch something like that, it almost forces you to, all right, look for the signs. Look for the foreshadowing. What's not right here? What doesn't add up? Now, with the rest of the other TV shows, you don't do it. It takes 2 hours of your time, something like Deadpool. Deadpool took 2 hours of my life. I loved it. In fact, it's taken probably 8 hours because I watched Deadpool 4 times. Can't wait for Deadpool 3 to come out if it ever does. But usually, okay, you know, I'm going to escape. I'm going to watch TV to escape. Maybe don't escape. Maybe your job, in order to keep your memory fine-tuned and your cognition good, is to look for the loopholes. Now, last week, so I was watching Cobra Kai, and Miguel has a thyroid mass. We talked about that. Miguel. I forget his name. Zolo Magrin. I got to look up his name. Okay, Miguel, great actor. But while you're watching and you're distracted with everything, because it's a distraction. TV's a distraction. Movies are a distraction. All of a sudden, I see that his neck doesn't look right. And he looks like he has a big thyroid mass or something else going on. Cyst, whatever. Goiter. I challenge you guys to maybe, and you don't have to be a thyroid stalker if you don't want to be, but when you watch a TV show, yeah, if you feel like escaping, I get it. Zoning out, I get that. But if you're watching a lot of TV and you're like, okay, I'm getting dumber, I'm getting more obtuse, I'm not quick on the uptake, I'm losing it, then approach what you do in your leisure differently. Well, one is get outside, okay? Do more hiking, do more camping, do more things, have more interactions with people. But also, you know, you could, some of these games, they really do improve your mind. Look at Jeopardy. When you do Jeopardy, you have to think. Or what is it? Let's Be a Millionaire. What's that one where you could phone a friend or whatever and, you know, can I answer those questions? You know, you have to use parts of your brain that you don't use. And so these, you know, shows, that's why they're so popular, because some people are like, look, if I'm going to watch TV, I want to think. I want to keep my mind active. I want to. That's why crossword puzzles. Why do you think older people love crossword puzzles? I hate them because I can't spell. So I have the right answer, and I'm trying to make it fit, and it doesn't fit, or I have an extra space, so I color it in, and then it doesn't work. But no. Older individuals, they do that because they want to keep their minds fresh. And so when you watch a thriller, and if you do watch Bodyguard, there is a scene that just reminds you that we are always duped. That all TV and marketing does is give you what they want you to see and almost guide you into how you should think. And you can't do that. You need to do your own thinking. Same thing, like, you know, if you buy a product, right? We buy the box and we're like, all right, well, whatever's in the box. No, look at it. When you do drive-thru and they give you a bag, do you assume that everything in there, your burger, your fries, your ranch dressing, the napkins, the straw, is in there? Oh, I don't want to look like I look. Because 9 times out of 10, you'll find out that they gave you the wrong order. You know, we have to be, I don't want to say like think like a lawyer sort of thing, but, you know, always question, always, you know, oh, no, we'll be accused of misinformation. Well, yeah, I mean... I know, if you question any of the public officials' rules on masks and mandates and all that, yeah. But in science, we've learned to always question. Same thing with medicine. You know, if somebody is not getting better because of the medication, you know, and you put them on a medication, you know, it seems like the easiest thing to do is blame the medication. It's got to be the medication. And you got to think laterally and go, well, maybe the medication's not working because he's not taking it. Maybe the medication's not working because he's drinking alcohol. Maybe the reason why the medication's not working is because it's a generic brand that came from a foreign country and it's not the branding that you wanted him to take that you knew was made in the States and FDA approved. You know, there's always another reason. I don't like the way TV does things because we just assume something happened. And TV has used this because it saves them money, saves them actors, it saves them scenes. And so they purposely create scenes where you fill in the blank. But then when you do that in real life, you're dumb. You can't do that. You need to always be like, look, if I haven't seen it, it didn't happen. If I didn't hear it, it didn't happen. You know, and so, there's a lot of, concern that, you know, we're being cheap or just following. Well, because that's how TV trained us. You know, we're telling you the story. It is like it is. Our story is our truth. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Deportations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement dropped sharply last fiscal year, despite a massive illegal immigrant crisis at the southern border. The drop coinciding with numerous Biden administration policies that restrict ICE agents from arresting illegal immigrants. According to preliminary 2021 statistics on ICE's website, there were 55,590 removals, down from 185,884 in 2020. Republicans are hammering the Biden administration following the release of the latest inflation report. The consumer price index for all items rose 7.5% in the last 12 months, the biggest jump since the 1980s. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley tweeting the number was shocking. You're listening to USA Radio News. North American automakers are already starting to feel the effects of the trucker protests in Canada. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
A blockade of the bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions has forced the shutdown of a Ford plant. Canada-bound traffic was halted at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, while U.S.-bound traffic was still moving. Ford says parts shortages forced it to shut down its engine plant in Windsor and to run an assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario, on a reduced schedule. The blockade also disrupted operations at a General Motors factory near Lansing, Michigan.
Texas, Missouri, Florida, and West Virginia are all now investigating GoFundMe over COVID protests in Canada. The state's looking into why a fundraiser was removed for truckers trying to stop vaccine mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a California brush fire has now forced evacuations. We have another fire. It's called the Emerald Fire. It started at about 4 a.m., and Orange County is now under a heat advisory and high wind warning. I understand it's February, but things are warmer in California. They say the Emerald Fire broke out in the brush-covered hills of Southern California early Thursday. Laguna Beach, which is gorgeous, by the way, spans about 145 acres now, the fire, and it forced evacuations. The blaze was first reported about 4 a.m. Officials say the blaze spanned 7 to 10 acres at the time. That number increased to the current mark in a briefing held hours later of 145. So it is spreading pretty rapidly. Orange County Fire Authority Brian Fennessy said during a 9:30 a.m. news conference that the blaze did not explosively grow in size, but mapping improved. Oh, okay. So it's not that it was grew rapidly. The fire is now about 5% contained. They say we are working to keep the fire east of Emerald Canyon. The fire's hung up a bit below Emerald Canyon at this time. They say an immediate evacuation order was for Irvine Cove, north and south Emerald Bay. Residents of North Laguna, north of Broadway, were issued an evacuation warning. Also, homes are currently threatened with the possibility of more structures threatened if fire spreads. Yeah, so apparently temperatures rose to the 80s in Orange County. Dry weather, the Santa Ana winds whipped through the area. And so, sadly, that's a recipe. They say over 75 fire engines are in the scene, along with 8 strike teams of fire engines, helicopters, hand crews, bulldozers, 4 Cal Fire air tankers. No structures thus far have been damaged, and there have been no reports of civilian or firefighter injuries. So we're not sure what caused the fire. We'll keep you posted. The last thing that we need, again, with everything going on, is another fire, especially with the way these just completely consume, you know, beautiful California lands. But it sounds like they are on it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are dealing with baldness, male pattern baldness. Women also can deal with baldness. And some of you are confused as to what is the best product. Well, a study published in JAMA Dermatology actually ranked the best hair products when it comes to staving off baldness. They did a meta-analysis, and they looked at multiple studies. Let me see if I could get how many. It's interesting what they did here. Meta-analysis is where you look at a bunch of other trials. So they looked at 23 trials, and they ranked the efficacy of treatments for balding across 4 endpoints: change in total hair count, terminal hair count after 24 and 48 weeks. Now, they looked at the following medications. One was dutasteride, and it would be a pill, a half a milligram of that. Finasteride, a 5-milligram pill. Minoxidil. Finasteride also is 1 milligram. Minoxidil is your Rogaine, topical, 5%, 2%, and even oral. And they found that the greatest increase in total hair count at 24 weeks was with the dutasteride. I think it's Avodart. We don't usually use it. I don't think it's FDA proof for hair, but we do use Avodart for benign prostatic hyperplasia. So the Avodart worked the best. Then finasteride, 5 milligrams, worked the best. Then came oral minoxidil, 5 milligrams. Then came the 1 milligram finasteride, 5% topical Rogaine, 2% topical Rogaine, or 0.25 milligram pill of Rogaine. So, you know, there's been debate on what works the best. So people would try it. They would, you know, they'd be like, okay, you know what, I'm going to try the medication and I'll tell you. And people would say, oh, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And it's let me get the brand name. Let me see. Minoxidil is Rogaine, right? Want to make sure I got that right. And then Avodart for the dutasteride. And then, let me see. Let me just find out. Finasteride. I always call it finasteride, but I don't. Okay. There's a lot of brand names for it. Let me find the most common. Sorry about this, guys. I'm Googling as I go. Oh, Propecia. There we go. That's right. Okay. So Propecia came in second. That's not bad. So what are they? Well, 5-alpha reductase inhibitors are going to be your Propecia and your Avodart. So your finasteride and dutasteride, what they do is they prevent the 5-alpha reductase enzyme from converting testosterone to dihydrotestosterone. So dihydrotestosterone can enlarge prostates, can cause male pattern baldness. These 5-alpha reductase inhibitors prevent that conversion from testosterone to dihydrotestosterone. Now, minoxidil is a little different. Rogaine acts as a vasodilator. So it improves blood flow to the hair follicle. It can enlarge hair follicles, stimulate their anagen acting growth phase. And minoxidil have been reported by people to work. Other people, they say, no, it didn't. And remember, there's a bunch of different reasons why people, you know, do lose their hair. So hair is made of follicles, and the follicles lie within the skin. Hair grows for about 3 years until it sheds and new hair grows. Hair loss, alopecia, occurs when hair follicles shrink, they get smaller, hairs become thinner, so it looks like you have less, they last shorter and shorter times. Now, genetics can play a huge factor. Most of the genes come from mother's X chromosome, but keep in mind, she got that. This is interesting. They say the most influential genes come from mother's X chromosome, which came from her father. Now, you get the X from your mom, the Y from your dad. But when a girl is XX and a boy is XY, right? Right? Okay, so your mom, you have your mom and you have your dad. This is in a cis couple, heterosexual couple, okay? How you make a girl is each parent gives an X chromosome. How you make a boy is mom gives the X chromosome, dad gives the Y. So if you're going to be a boy, it really depends on your dad. And if the dad is going to give you the Y or the X. When people say, well, baldness came from my mom, your mom got genes from dad. She doesn't have a Y chromosome. So, yeah, it might be maternal side, but you're still getting male genes. Does that make sense? Okay. Sex hormones, androgens, can also cause male pattern baldness. So medications like anabolic steroids, illnesses, COVID could do it. Low thyroid could do it. Diabetes could do it. Cancer could cause you to lose your hair. A recent study found prostaglandin D2 protein could block hair growth in those who suffer male pattern baldness. It's believed 80% of men under 70 will have some sort of receding hairline. And I'm going to tell you too, women do too. I mean, my hair is thick, but I know it's not as thick as it used to be. Now, some of you guys prematurely bald or prematurely gray. Back in 2017, there was a study that looked at 2,000 men, and they said if you did lose your hair before age 40 or hair color, you were at higher risk for heart disease. If you had premature balding, 5.6% times risk. Premature graying, 5.3 times risk. Now, obesity was associated with a 4.1 greater risk of heart disease. So early hair loss or gray could be a risk factor. So the study suggests that if you did gray early, under age 40, or you did gray, now mind you, some of us might get a little bit, but a significant amount of hair loss or a significant amount of graying, you should probably get checked out for your cardiac risk factors. Why? Well, because remember, it's a blood flow issue. Arteriosclerosis and issues with your hair mean most likely you're probably, if you're not getting good blood flow to the hair and the follicles, you're probably having not so good a blood flow everywhere else. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the cards? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I told you so. I told you so. No one listens. No one listens. No one listens. I am sick of this. I'm sick of this, but you want to know what? As long as things get better, I'll keep my mouth shut. Well, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut because I'm going to say what needs to be said. But when the opioid epidemic, right, came out, there was this big push going, oh my gosh, we have thousands of people killing themselves on opioids. We need to go after the doctors. We need to go after the pharmaceutical companies. And we need to restrict what we write. And we are going to make doctors go through so many hoops to give a person some pain medication, and if they fail or miss one of those hoops, they could be up for censure and their license could be in jeopardy. So when all this happened, I think a lot of us doctors are like, well, then, you know what? I need to be around for my other patients. I guess, how do we keep people in pain? How do we do proper pain control when you have non-doctors putting in their 2 cents, threatening we lose our license? Then you know what? I'll just refer to a pain specialist. That's their thing. They'll make sure they do all the nuances and make sure their staff does everything right. And you know what? I just won't manage the pain. Or you had some people go, okay, you know what? I guess I see the rules. We're supposed to then cut them off after 3 days. They have a fracture. No pain medicines for a fracture. And people misinterpreted the rules. I mean, it's like a multiple 100-page document. And I said, when all this was going on, the people that are going to suffer are people in pain. And the opioid crisis wasn't because somebody wrote you some Lortab for your teeth. It's because many people are shooting heroin, getting fentanyl. It's because the drug's coming across the border. Now, mind you, maybe your original addiction might have started years ago with your first tooth prescription. But why should your choices affect other people who are in severe pain? You know, we wonder why suicides are up. If somebody doesn't get their pain managed, they don't kill themselves. People don't want to live in pain. So the CDC is now loosening the guidance on opioids because I think they realized that we kind of screwed up. Now, they're still going to say, look, don't just do narcotics. Use alternative therapies. I think it's like a 230-page document. And it goes into all the things you could do. But there are some changes. And I don't know if the memo is going to get out because all these medical boards now have all these, the strict CME and all these, the medical boards are like, we're going to make sure doctors stop, you know, overwriting pain medications. If you do write pain medications, you need to do this, you need to do this. So many people are like, I don't write it. In fact, I haven't written one pain medication since I closed my practice in 2016. I haven't because I don't have my practice, and now I work for a telemedicine company where we're not allowed to write those medicines. So you have now one less doctor that is able to help some people with some of their pain. I do help manage pain with other things, but if somebody's in severe pain, I got to send them to an ER. I got to send them to an urgent care. So beginning in the 90s, well, I'll tell you what happened years ago, all right, but in a sec. We'll tell you the backstory. But right now, according to U.S. News, the CDC's previous guidance issued 6 years ago helped slow, they said, the kind of prescribing that ignited the worst overdose epidemic in U.S. history. No, what ignited it was the drugs coming across the border and people using stronger and stronger heroin and fentanyl. They said, but it also caused some doctors to become too quick to cut off patients taking prescription painkillers, and too strict in keeping the drugs from patients who might benefit. Duh, no one listens. CDC, Christopher Jones, co-author of the draft guidance, said we began to hear how the guidelines were being misused and misapplied. Well, yeah, you scared everybody, you know? And thank God none of us doctors lost our licenses because we were able to be there for COVID. But it was at the expense of people in pain. That was a cluster and a half. So, people are saying there was nothing wrong with the original guidelines, but they did find the 2016 guidance reduced inappropriate and dangerous prescribing. And mind you, there are some idiots out there that were writing hundreds and hundreds of pills. But many of us were, again, we were trying to manage people's pain. And I'll tell you the backstory in a sec. But what the new guidelines now, or the changes, is one, the CDC would no longer suggest trying to limit opioid treatment for acute pain to 3 days. there was kind of a consensus that, well, you know, if you were in a car accident or if you had surgery or, you know, 3 days should be enough. Now, mind you, I've not needed pain medication after 3 days, but I'm not, you know, somebody who's an amputee. I'm not somebody who's had cancer, God forbid. So just because I've been healthy doesn't mean that I'm the norm. What do you do? Remember, everybody's not doesn't fit into the same box. You have to have flexibility. With masks, with vaccines, you have to have flexibility. So they're no longer going to limit it to just 3 days. The agency would drop the specific recommendation that doctors avoid increasing dosage to a level equivalent of 90 milligrams of morphine per day. The CDC would say doctors should consider having patients undergo urine tests to see if they are using other controlled or illicit drugs, but no longer would call on having such testing done annually. Okay, so now rather than mandating it, for patients receiving higher doses of, what ended up happening is people that do drugs. I mean, now that marijuana is legal, there's people doing drugs at marijuana. So if they fail the urine test, they don't get the narcotic. So patients are like, forget it, I'll just use the what's on the street. That's what you got to kind of think about what you're doing here, people. For patients receiving higher doses of opioids, the CDC would urge doctors to not abruptly halt treatment, thank you, unless there are indications of a life-threatening danger. The agency would offer suggestions about how to taper patients off the drugs. So, you know, science is evolving. All right, right, science is evolving. Science evolves. But I told you, I could have told you this years ago. All right, you're going to scare the hell out of doctors. They're going to just abruptly cut people off. People are going to turn to getting medications elsewhere. And we have a pain problem. We might have an opioid epidemic, but we have a pain pandemic. What are we doing for that? Now, what I learned about pain in the 90s, you had peaks and troughs of your medication. And the worst thing you could do for somebody in pain is have them withdraw, get to the worst, you know, dearth, trough, being in so much pain that then they take 4 or 5 pills. Where you give them something long-term for a baseline, and then if they get a little spike, they have a breakthrough medicine. That's what I was taught in the 90s. Now, also what happened in the 90s is we were, talk about malpractice and losing your license, we were in trouble if we didn't manage people's pain. You know, I in the 90s learned you had to be careful of you know, overdose, you had to be careful of tolerance, dependency, so I never wrote a lot. But then so many of us, again, the pendulum swung that they said, look, if you guys aren't treating somebody's pain, that's malpractice. That's cruel. They're suffering. And in fact, one legal expert said it's criminal. And that not only should a doctor be sued, but they should be thrown in jail if they refuse to manage a person's pain appropriately. So after that, doctors like, oh, hell no. I'm not, because that was when the lawsuits hit a peak. And St. Paul pulled out, and those people that didn't have malpractice had to get another, carrier, whatever. And then people's kidneys were starting to fry from all the anti-inflammatories. That kidney doctor's like, no, don't be doing NSAIDs. Get, you know, you got to find something safer. So that's why opioid use started to climb. So we'll talk more about this. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.